Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, December 13th. It's not Friday the 13th, so don't mix that up and don't go and do any crazy shit out there.
I thought it was Friday.
No, it's not Friday, but it is the 13th. Welcome to the show, everyone. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
We have a guest waiting in the wings, folks. We'll bring him on in just a moment. And are you working today? You don't seem like you prepared for work today.
Why? Because I'm getting comfortable and this is how it's,
right.
How it's going
down.
I mean, you know this is what I do.
Yeah,
as soon as I get in there, I'm like, hi.
But they don't care, right?
No, everyone is like in sweats. And then I finally got the gist. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to be working 12 hours a day, I'd rather not have makeup on.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you. And yeah, I mean, I guess usually the first few days you try to make a good impression.
Yeah, like if there's something going on, like yeah. I know they're like filming something and they might need me to jump on camera. Like tomorrow I'll probably like need to be semi-decent, but today, no.
No, not today.
No.
Okay. How was yesterday on the job? Was that good?
Yeah.
So you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really freaking happy.
So am I, actually.
I'm sure.
I mean, I get home and I'm exhausted.
Right.
Like, I take a shower and I'm literally like, good night, 10
but
o'clock.
But listen, you'd be walking around with some money in your pocket, you know?
I know. I can't wait.
That's enticing enough, right?
I can't wait. God. But they have four dogs, and they always bring their dogs to the office because it's like a huge studio. And it makes me want to get a dog so bad.
Really, huh?
Yeah, they have two. They have a micro mini French bulldog, two regular French bulldogs, and a lab.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a girl
Sounds
that works.
Distracting.
No, not all. Because no. French bulldogs, all they do is sleep. Mm. So I'm like, I need me one of these.
Maybe I need to be a French bulldog.
Yeah.
I'll get to
sleep
a lot.
And eat. That's what they do. And fart. They fart a lot.
They do, huh?
Yeah, like all the time. Like they'll be walking by and it's just like.
Wow, that makes them attractive. Can I have two?
I think it's cute.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I just don't like dogs being brought to work. You know, I don't think it's professional.
I think it's fine. But yeah, that's me. Like, depends. I'd be like, there's a girl that works there. She brings her dog every day. So I know if I ever get a dog, I'd be able to bring it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, over there. Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's people here in the building that bring dogs. I just don't get it, man.
Like, why not?
Because
if it's like a chill dog that's not going to be in the way, why not?
Because you don't bring your kids to work, you don't bring dogs to work.
But that's completely different.
No, it's not.
Dogs don't talk or run around.
They do run around.
Barely. Once they get used to a place, like if you brought a dog here every single day, by the fourth or fifth day, he'll just be like, give me the couch. Yeah. I'm over it.
It depends what kind of dog. If he likes people, man. He's
if it's a lab,
rest
obviously.
For a second.
Yeah, if it's a lab, he's going to be at the door waiting every 2 seconds.
Are they like that?
Yeah,
the labs.
Yeah.
They love people, huh?
Uh-huh. They're really good family dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true they say they're stupid?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why do they say that?
I will say this. My first dog ever, my parents got us a black lab, and it was an American lab, and he was really, really smart.
Right.
When he passed away, we like could barely go on without another dog. So me and Gabby at the head. So American Labs have the long schnauzer and the Old English have the like pit bull heads.
Oh.
And he's super lazy.
Really?
Like the laziest dog on the face of the planet. Like you like go outside and he'll look at you like, no.
No, right?
Not today. Yeah.
Stayed right here.
Yeah. And he's super fat and he's so cute. He's like the cutest little thing ever. I miss him. Gabby uploads pictures all the time and I'm like,
oh, is he a large dog?
Large, like 93 pounds.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't look like he's 93 pounds.
Right.
He feels like he's 93 pounds.
That's heavy. That's
yeah.
a heavy figure dog.
He's getting old.
You can't pick him up.
Yeah. No, I pick him up still.
Really?
Well, no, like I'll put his paws, like if he goes on the bed because he has trouble jumping because his legs are so short.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put his front paws up and then I'll just kind of lift his back legs. But I can't like hold him.
Right.
You know, like that.
No, I mean, shit. You know, even 50 pounds is heavy.
Yeah. My other dog is like 50 pounds and I can't lift her either.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's heavy. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know dogs get that heavy.
Have you seen Great Danes?
Yeah.
Or Netherlands.
Well, okay. But those
they're
are
like,
unusual.
They can get up to like 130 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like literally a human being.
Wow.
I want one of those so bad, but not while I'm in an apartment. And they don't live long. So it's like you fall in love and then all of a sudden they're gone. It's like, how do you even deal with that?
Yeah.
One of my best friends back home had a Great Dane and he passed away on Christmas Eve. Mm. I was like, that's awful. Yeah. So now every Christmas Eve, that's what you're going to think of.
Right.
And he was such a good boy.
Oh.
Mm. But enough
well,
about
that.
That
sucks. Yeah. Enough about that. Just a couple things. I wanted to bring up this thing. Well, we'll talk about this with the guests because we have a musical guest. And I wanted to talk about there's a lawsuit about the song Blurred Lines. You know, who sings it, I guess?
Robin Thicke?
Yeah, Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams.
They already lost that.
Yeah, I know. But what I want to do is I want to check to see if we agree with that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
so
cool.
So we'll play the two songs.
Okay.
But in just a moment.
But I mean, obviously, somebody else agreed because they lost. So.
Yeah, right? Wow. I know. People just like, I'm surprised that all these rappers don't get sued.
Because they steal everybody's beats.
Yeah, quote unquote sampling, you know? Mm-hmm. It's called stealing, man.
Well,
somebody else wrote the music.
Unless they're paying for it.
Yeah.
Because some rappers and stuff pay for sampling.
No, if they pay, that's fine. But I don't think most of them do.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. People just... I feel like recently a lot of people are coming through. Like, some like indie singer just sued a rapper, and I forget who. And, she's trying to sue The Weeknd for his song Starboy.
Uh-huh.
But if you listen to her beat, like, he definitely took that whole concept.
Really?
Like, it literally sounds like her song.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. Hopefully they settle that out of court.
Yeah. Well, we'll let our guest chip in here because he's got something to say. We're joined by Ivan. What's your last name? Smirnov, is it?
Smirnov, yes.
Yeah,
like Smirnov. The liquor?
Almost.
Almost, except
you have to write it with the V at the end, which is the correct way, actually.
Yeah, that's a correct way. Yeah. So the Smirnov is like an American translation of it, or what is it?
I would say... European maybe, because Smirnov became Smirnov with double F in France.
Right.
It was the guy who actually moved from Russia to France and started vodka there.
Are you Russian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I was going to say that accent is very Russian to me.
But she likes accents.
It should be.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
It's cool.
Thank
I know,
you.
It's hard to lose an accent. How long have you been here?
15 years.
Yeah. You see, I've been here 40 years. I haven't lost my accent. So I think if you come after a certain age, it's hard to lose the accent. If you're young, I don't know. They just say that it is that way.
And my dad lost his.
If you think about it, how old was he?
He came over here when he was 8, I think.
Yeah. See, when you're kids, you can pick up the language. But otherwise, if you're too into the language already as a teenager... It gets hard.
Well,
but
what is an accent? I mean, there's Iowa accent. There's a
right, but they don't. But
there's different accents in this country.
Right, but when it's American accent, they don't ask you as much. You know,
right.
When you have a foreign accent, the first question is where are you from?
Yeah.
You know? And when people have heavy accent, people tend to look at them as stupid. You know?
No.
I think so.
I don't think so. I'm going to have to disagree on that.
Well, maybe not you, but other people do.
Why?
Because I've seen that before.
Well, if you talk like this.
Or no, if your English is broken too and stuff, you know, they feel that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Anyway, who cares,
yeah,
man?
Who
we're
cares?
Here. We're American and we love this country, right, Ivan?
Yes, we do. We adore it.
So 15 years ago was 2003 that you came here.
Yes, I came here in 2003. It was, to LA, it was actually in August 2003. Mm. But before that, I spent a few months in Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cleaning toilets.
Really?
Dang, yes. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy's got a story there.
Oh, I got a story. Yeah.
I mean, you seem pretty young. How old were you?
No, I was 19. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm.
So, you're
getting
34.
There. Yeah. 35 already.
Oh, 35.
Yeah,
cool.
I turned 20 that year. Yeah.
Right. So, you were 19, you were an adult already. What made you decide to come here?
Into Iowa, out of all places.
Yeah,
because that's the only place I could... come to at the time, because that's how I got my work visa to work as a counselor at a resident camp in Iowa.
Yeah.
But why were you cleaning toilets then?
Because it was part of the job, you know. I was a maintenance guy as well.
Oh, damn. So they just used you completely.
Well, but they paid me better than a counselor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did it for the money.
No, but let me ask you this. I mean, they actually gave you visa based on that counseling job?
Well, yeah, it was, you know, students, kind of like an exchange program kind of thing.
I see. Okay. So you already managed to come to the States? You already managed to come to the States?
Yeah, I managed to come to the States, and I made some money in Iowa, and I took a great, I got a Greyhound, you know, to just got on the Greyhound, and it took me about 3 days to get to LA. It was a glorious trip.
I can imagine.
Glorious.
I actually took a bus from Boston to LA. Yeah. Greyhounds.
Here you go.
It was horrible. It smelled so bad.
That's what I'm saying. It was a glorious trip. I'll remember it.
And for the rest of our lives,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
when you get on a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days on the bus.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Three hours on a bus is a lot.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
And then I got here and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, very cool. So did you come by yourself, family?
By
yourself.
All
do you have
myself.
Siblings?
I do have an older sister in Russia, yeah.
I see. So what made you decide to get up and come to America? I mean, obviously, many people want to, but what was your case?
You know, I was always into music, you know, always composing, always playing, you know, total crazy guy, you know. Just
crazy musician.
Crazy musician. And loved the, you know, the American rock and roll, pop music. Always thought, you know, it's the level of professionalism, the level of material that, you know, we can always, you know, everybody should look up to in that way, you know. And the pop culture, American and British pop culture, always, you know, amused me and inspired me. So I thought, you know, why not try and, you know, just see what it takes to see for myself and see it through. Because, you know, I like to see things through.
Right.
Because if I have a dream, I want to go and pursue it.
Right.
So what did you discover in your pursuit?
I discovered toilets, a lot of toilets.
No, but regarding music, it's hard, right?
It's a hard gig, yes. You got to be a kind of a maniac to, and you know, be very driven, very... consistent and very patient, and you gotta have some talent,
right?
Some talent, you know.
Some, not
yeah, like. Some. Like, there's a lot.
That's
of people.
True.
You gotta work hard.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people don't have much talent out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not much talent. You know.
Yeah.
You can still do it if you just really
try hard. Yeah.
Try hard, and you're trying to, because show business is, you know, it's a interesting, thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people that don't know how to carry a tune, they just find a way to market themselves. It's all about marketing.
Yeah. It's just like any business, you know.
Business, yeah, it's business.
Yeah. So since you're on and stuff, and we're all musicians here, at least we're fans of music.
I'm not a musician.
Right.
I
that's
like
why,
music, though.
That's why I said that. At least we're fans
like,
of music.
Wait, hold on a second.
Everybody's a fan of music, I think, right?
Well, I guess so. I don't know. Oh, a fan of music, yeah, but... although I haven't pursued a performance career, I played the guitar and sang for many years when I was young, you know, so I
that's awesome.
I listened to music in a way that many people don't, you know. Anyway, so a 5-year legal battle over the copyright of the hit song Blurred Lines. I never heard it before.
Oh.
But I guess the...
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get to
hear
it.
You've heard it, right?
I've heard it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are younger. You listen to
I'm
this
I'm still
music.
Not sure where they stole it from, though.
Supposedly a Marvin Gaye song.
Marvin Gaye song called Gotta Give It Up, and we'll play that
We're going to play both.
All right.
So let's play the Robin Thicke first.
Let's get it on.
And see what's going on, yeah. Everybody get up. Oh, yeah, it is. I can already tell. Because I know that other song. Well, I definitely wouldn't mistake it for the other song, but they definitely, the bass line. Okay. It's just the drums more. You know, I don't know. Here, here's got to give it up. See, this line is the same. And then when they sing in falsetto.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I see why they lost. Not when they start singing.
No, but they start...
But the beat in the background, yeah. I can see how they...
No, but they... You see, this is like falsetto voice. And they use that too. You know? If you saw
I
the
actually
beginning.
Would disagree.
Really? Yes, you don't think it's the same?
I don't think it's copyright infringement.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Because...
Everybody get up!
It's a very similar song in style and genre.
Yeah.
Actually, it does sound...
It's very similar in genre, in style, in vibe.
Right.
I haven't heard the song in so long.
But I would not mistake this song.
I don't know how they rule it as a copyright infringement.
Well, probably because it's Marvin Gaye.
I don't know.
No, I mean, look, they were judges.
Just my first impression is that it's not that. It's for technically, for it to be a copyright infringement, it has to copy melody and lyrics.
No,
together.
not lyrics together. I don't think so.
No, not lyrics.
That's what I heard.
If you think, but think about it just logically. You know, I mean, if you
and
make
it's in a different key as well.
Right.
I mean, it's not that it matters, but the beat. I mean, boom, boom. Like you know, a lot of songs have that kind of downbeat. You know,
right.
It's a common thing for you know some dance music and.
Right.
I mean, there is that vibe. You know, the vibe is very similar. Yes.
I'd
be like, wow, the vibe is very similar.
Until he starts singing, then the vibe is nothing.
No, but listen to the singing also.
But
hold on.
I don't know about the infringement.
No, not this part, but the part where they start with the... See this falsetto? I mean, look, I think I know what they're talking about. They're talking about the bass line, the rhythm, and that sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, it's not like a clear-cut thing at all, you know?
Well, it's not like, yeah, Vanilla Ice, a queen.
Kind right.
Of, when you can see that Vanilla Ice stole that.
Right, right.
But it's not that clear to me. That's pretty much. But it's very similar in the vibe.
Yeah.
Can you play the other one, just the beginning, really quick?
I just...
That was it? Or was that Blurred Lines that we were just listening
to? No, the last one I played was Blurred Lines. But let me bring the Marvin Gaye again. Mm. Okay, let me bring that up. Because I closed it already. But yeah, let's listen to this. I mean, look, the beginning is similar.
Just that very initial sound, like the little shaky thing.
No, but here too. It's the drums. The bass—that's essentially all it is.
So when that happens,
drums cannot be the issue because it's not enough. Just
right.
The drums.
Well, I mean, they lost.
I mean, I think that what they have to prove.
People had a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Yeah. I think that they had to prove that
$5 million is a lot, though.
Wow.
You know, you have to prove though that people would. Mistake the song and buy the other song instead, right?
And it doesn't sound
no.
And it brings two completely different feelings. Like Blurred Lines is an instant like I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's just
well,
like
did you guys hear Suit and Tie by
Justin Timberlake?
Timberlake?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a lawsuit on their hands too and it actually was the true like they actually did take a sample from a this group that the 70s group Sly, Slick and Wicked,
right?
And they actually took a sample from that punk group for the Suit and Tie song, and they lost. Like that was definitely
who lost?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay. I do remember reading that.
Yeah, I definitely could see why. And it's a similar kind of situation,
right.
But I just don't see why.
Okay, so when that happens, right?
Right.
Does the person that made the beat to the song have to pay that back, or do the actual artist have to pay that back?
Whoever holds the rights to the song. It could be the writer.
Whoever made the money on it.
Right.
Okay.
That's true. Whoever's got the deep pocket.
Well, you would
record
think,
company.
Yeah, but you would think that the person that made the beat would be liable for that because it's like you stole it.
Right, but everybody that's involved, if they use it... You know,
yeah, but what if somebody that was involved had never, like, I've never heard that Marvin Gaye song before,
right.
ever.
Well, you
me
know.
Too.
Yeah, like, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
So what if somebody working on it has never heard that before and was like, oh, like, this is a great song.
Yeah.
Little do we know we're going to get sued for $5 million.
You know,
that's weird.
That's a lot of money.
They could have handled it differently, but they wanted money, I guess. But also, I mean, people kind of thought of Marvin Gaye and they started looking him up again because, you know, kind of to refresh.
Right, right.
And that song has become popular by, you know, them suing the Robin Thicke and the Blurred right. Lines composer, which has made them even, not just the money, even the, maybe they got some downloads as well along the way.
Right, right.
You know, made some money from actually.
Because people probably downloaded it to see.
Yeah,
this.
People actually started paying attention. Yeah.
What song is this? Let's download it.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay, cool. So look, what I want to do is this. I'm going to play you a song. Okay, we might as well do this. I have a song that I really like, and it's, and you tell me if you think it's quote unquote borrowed from another song, but
okay.
But they even play part of the original song with the lyrics in the song. So okay. In other words, they took a bass line and a chord line and put a different song on it. Now, my only question is, did they get permission to do this? Maybe they actually paid for it. So let me play this for you. You tell me.
Okay? Is it a song we know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you should know that. Okay. So, no, probably not. I think you know the original. Okay? So let me play this, the song I'm talking about first, and then you tell me, and then I'll play you the original one, and you can tell me if you think it was borrowed or stolen, you know?
Is this the original?
No, this is not the original. It's a group Simply Red. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But it's a cool song. I want you to listen to the bass line and the drums in the beginning, though. When it starts. Okay, now tell me what you think of this one.
Like they both have rain sounds in the background, or is that just a speaker?
No, it's just
Wait, what?
I want to do a moonwalk to this.
Yeah, but listen to this. This is sick.
Is this a Michael Jackson song?
No, I'm just messing.
This is Hall & Oates. I can't go for that.
But you see,
it's the same song.
I sang Billie Jean because that's the style, you know, that's the genre. It's funk, it's...
But it's a genre, disco. But this is the same song, you know? Here, now this is a new one.
Okay.
Okay? This is the original one.
Well, yeah,
it's the same
chords,
the same everything. But I think they actually paid for it because these are two big acts, you know.
Yeah.
There's no way they would just steal it and let them get away with it.
I think that would have been a lawsuit you heard about, probably.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But these are similar songs, and there've been a lot of them.
This is way more like similar than the Robin
because it's the same one. I mean, in the new one, they even sing a few lines of the original one.
Yeah.
With the lyrics and everything. So. Yeah.
They probably had a paid agreement.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And that works, you know, because, I mean, if the point is, and we have a musician here, you know, the thing is it's so easy to not pay the right, you know, the right holders, the copyright holders, I mean, the people that created it.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is people don't do that, and then they end up paying more in the long run. It's like you should have just paid for it up front, and it probably would have cost you maybe like $20,000. Now you're paying like $5 million. Come on.
Yeah, after they made $10 million.
Yeah.
Maybe that was worth it.
Yeah, maybe so.
And then a lot of people make money off covers, you know? I mean, the thing is that...
You can't make money off covers.
Yeah.
No, you can. People do it all the time.
On Apple Music?
I don't know, on Apple Music. Yeah,
because, this girl, Ella May, just did a song, Trip.
Right.
Type it in.
No, but, okay, but this is like a famous song. I just mean, like, bands that actually... perform and do like a tribute to or something.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Cover bands. Of
oh
course.
Yeah, if it's like a tribute, money. Like, and if it's specifically known as a cover band, but if it's like somebody who's like taking like some...
No, I'm talking about cover bands in general.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if they can make money off streaming sites though.
I don't know. Maybe they can, you know. But like, for example, do you do covers or have you done covers before?
Yeah, I've done covers.
Right. So you see, but he doesn't have to pay. Because you don't get paid for it, so you don't have to pay anybody
No, I don't sell them.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into some of your music, Ivan. Now, your website is Privet Earth.
Yeah.
Is that the name that you go by professionally?
Yeah, that's the name of my music project, my band, Privet Earth.
Okay.
Which means Hello Earth.
Okay.
Because Privet means hello in Russian.
Okay.
Privet?
Huh?
How do you say it?
Privet.
Privet.
Well, you can say private, which is...
Private.
Easier.
Oh, private.
To pronounce. I'm not particular.
Okay.
But it P-R-I-V-E-T. You can pronounce it as private or pronounce it as private.
Right.
So it
gets
some different meaning. Private Earth.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's a project that I've been working on for years, and we just released the third album. Studio album.
So what does the project mean? That the band changes as you go?
Yeah, it's my project, it's my band.
Right.
I've had a few members come and go, and we perform as a band, and sometimes I perform solo. I've been doing a lot of work in Russia, but I've also performed a lot in U.S., of course, in L.A., I played Vegas.
Very nice.
Released three albums, done a few things, been on the Grammy ballot, been on VH1.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So let's listen to some of your music.
This is from the third album.
The one that just came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a new one. It's called Multiply?
Multiply.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to hear the single... And
it's a different sound. The sound has changed. So
really,
yeah,
changed from what you did in the beginning.
Yeah, from what I did, I was heavier. I was more alternative rock, and I've become more pop and more trying to incorporate some ethnic, even Indian ethnic sound into pop and the rock.
Okay, well, let's listen.
Gotta
to
fly in Russia, take me through the maze with my sun seas employed in my passion to go there, kiss, coming up her heels, where a million doors say just one thing. Gotta fly in Russia, take me through the maze with the monsoon season blowing in my face, shifting all their gears, climbing up her heels, where a million doors say just one thing. Gotta fly in Russia, take me through the maze with the monsoon season blowing in my face, shifting all their gears, climbing up her heels, where a million doors say just one thing. Mama's back, mama's back. Chili pickle got no conscience. Yeah. Mama's back, mama's back. If you have something to act upon, don't resist or deny. Show us your love, and we'll multiply. If you have something to act upon, then don't resist or deny. Show us your love, and we'll multiply. Oh.
That's pretty cool, man. So you wrote this?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so cool you can sing
with
no accent.
Music lyrics produced.
Yeah. And usually when people sing, you don't get accents.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you hear a British guy, right? British bands, they don't sound English when they sing.
Oh, like Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many of those.
Yeah, it's cool. You sound really good.
Thank you.
Because in the song, you pronounce things kind of differently from the way you talk, because you go like, you stretch words and stuff.
Right.
So it just, it sounds like a different accent,
It's a thing, like when I was a kid, I kind of started singing in English and started writing in English just after taking English lessons in school.
Right, right.
And
I did the same thing, too.
But then I realized that I'm singing... differently than from when I'm talking.
Right. Uh-huh.
And people started telling me, actually, I had a little bit of an accent, but when I came here, I kind of refined it more because, when you're surrounded by, the native...
Yeah, English-speaking
English-speaking people.
That's cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah, you sound really good.
Yeah, it's very cool. Let's hear a little bit more of it. This is Multiply.
Let's multiply.
same. Feels like I'm on the plane. Your voice makes me angel soprano. Higher than all their runners. Mama's back, mama's back. Mama's back, mama's back.
That's cool, man. I like it.
And I say some Indian words in this one. This one is a very Indian.
Really?
Really?
The most Indian song I've ever done.
I like it, though. So are you like, do you have a lot of fans in Russia?
Well, I would like to think so, that I have fans. Yes, I have a following there. And, you know, you never know how many fans and how much following. But nowadays, actually, you can tell by, you know, people subscribing and, you know, kind of engaging online. And you kind of have a sense of, okay, I have somebody there who cares and downloads. And people ask me, like, can you send us chords for the song? We want to learn it. And, you know, that's one of those things, you know, that warms your heart. And an audience is everything. People who care, people who get inspired by your music.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool, man. So you started writing at an early age, right? In your teens or something?
No, when I was 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty early.
I wrote my few first songs, and that's what I'm saying. I started writing in Russian and in English at the same time. And that's stayed, you know, like a main theme throughout my life.
I'm
constantly writing. I have albums in Russian. I've played here on in Russian here on the radio. Yes. Right. And so it's been like that. You know, this dual nature of Privet Earth, and also I go by the name Ivan Nesmirny, which is the opposite of Smirnov.
Right, like right.
Non-Smirnov.
Oh, okay.
Because Smirnov means humble, and this
and
one
you're
is
the opposite.
The more pushy.
Okay.
I am humble, but, you know, this is a philosophical thing, because everything has the two sides to it.
Right.
You know, so, that's basically, yeah, I started writing when I was a kid and continued working on my craft.
And very cool. Did you go to college?
Yes, I went to college, but I went to college for linguistics, like languages, and I also studied German and Russian literature. So literature and languages.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where did you go to school?
It was all in a small town of Vologda.
Oh, okay.
In Russia. But I was born in Leningrad, which is St. Petersburg.
Right.
It used to be called Leningrad. And
but you were here at 19, right? So but that was part of going to that college? It was like an exchange student or something?
No. I quit that college. Okay. I quit and I decided to... I'm a guy who's like, you know, I got enough. I've heard enough knowledge and nothing's happening. Like I'm not digging it. Like it's not making me better anymore. So I was really going through different things in my life. You know, it's always a situation
where
you decide to come from a small town of Vologda to Hollywood. People were like, are you nuts?
Right.
You don't even have money to, you know, on a plane ticket. So I had to work, I had to borrow, and not steal, borrow, and made it.
But you made it, you came on your own. Yeah. You probably didn't come with a lot of money, right?
It was only the money from the toilets.
Yeah, exactly, so you had to clean toilets and everything.
Oh, well, whatever works.
It was the liquid money.
Yeah, literally. Whatever works.
My liquid assets.
Yeah.
Assets.
So, you brought in your guitar, so you obviously want to play something live.
Yeah, I would like to play a kind of a bluesy track of the same album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little different from the pack, but I need to take off my headphones.
Go ahead.
Just so you know how I sound.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, so we have Ivan Smirnov in the studio. He's the head of the project Privet Earth, and he's going to sing for us.
How do I sound? Do you hear my guitar? Everything's good?
Get a little closer. Can you get just a little bit closer?
I don't want to hit the table.
No, this is perfect.
Okay, this song is called Jesus in Red.
Oh, okay, like Lady in Red, but Jesus?
Almost is Jesus in Red. Okay. I don't know, something to do with Jesus and Santa at the same time. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Get a little Christmassy here, but it's a blues. It's about love.
Okay.
Caught in the moment, in the rain, but no one must know it. In the rain, 'cause I've taken the oath to the cross I must bear. Surrounded by the candles in the middle of the prayer, I want you suddenly, suddenly, suddenly so bad. I want you suddenly, suddenly, suddenly so bad. Jesus in red. In the rain, I think I've been hunted. But the priest is enchanted, yeah. Drove in a red, choked on communion, bread surrounded by my children. Suddenly, suddenly, so bad. I want you suddenly, 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 so bad. I want you suddenly, 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 so bad. I want you suddenly, 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 so bad. Jesus in red. Jesus in red. Ooh. In red. In red.
Wow.
Very cool, man. Very nice. Very nice. Obviously, he's been singing for a while, you know. He knows what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
Very cool, man. Very cool. So, when did you write this song?
I wrote this song last year, just before I went to India.
Oh, to India?
Yeah, last year I went to India with my wife and my son.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
It was, wow. It was a colorful shock.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
That's what it is, right?
Right.
Yeah, so why did you go there?
We just are, you know, my wife she was born in India.
Oh,
and she has some friends there, really cool people invited
us. Yeah, so you have a connection. It's not just like he came out and said, I'm going to an ashram or something. And
right.
Yeah, we have a connection. It's very important to have a connection. And her friend, she lives in Bombay, and she really knows the whole city, and the whole city knows her. It's like, that's India.
Right.
And it was amazing to go and kind of have people kind of show you and guide you to, you know, to explore the place. But also, we lived in this amazing house where there was a room full of instruments. Full of, there were 9 sitars in there.
Really?
Yeah, there were veenas, tamburas, Indian harmonica, and all kinds of Indian instruments. And I just sat there. I didn't even go out much. I mean, I went out, but I sat in that room a lot and just learning the instruments and playing them and just soaking it in. Yeah. And basically, it served as an inspiration for this album.
That
trip to India, the colors, the smells, like this spicy. Uh-huh. You can literally smell the spices in the air.
Right.
It was so good. It was very spicy.
Maybe it's from people farting all that spicy food.
Exactly. And now he just spoiled it, man.
Yeah, he did.
It's okay. I'm accustomed to the toilet theme. I can, you know.
Yeah.
But it was amazing, and it was a monsoon season, and it would just.
Rain?
Be a pouring shower on one side of the street, it's raining, on the other side it's not.
Mm.
And it's like you're in a different world or something.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Very cool, man. How long were you there for?
A month.
A month?
That
That's
sounds about
time.
Right for yeah. such a long travel, because it's far, right?
It's far.
Yeah.
It's very far. It's yeah. like a few yeah. flights. You have to switch a few flights. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like half the world mm-hmm. across, you know, yeah. around,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ivan Smirnov, where can people find your music? Where can they find out more about you? Where can they contact you?
Well, what's easy? Google.
Google is the easiest.
Google, P-R-I-V-E-T, Earth, Private Earth or Private Earth, or whatever you like.
Right.
Just Google it. The website will come up, privateearth.com.
Right.
YouTube will come up.
So it means Hello Earth?
Yeah, it means
okay.
Hello Earth.
And
hi Earth.
Yeah, so what, why that name? How did you get to that name?
So, it's a long story, very interesting story.
Really? Well,
everything is a long story.
I hate long stories, but make it shorter.
Exactly. So, to make it shorter, my name is Smirnov, last name Smirnov, and I did go by that name.
Right.
Until I wanted to register the trademark, and you know who. I don't want to promote their name.
Yakov Smirnov.
Yeah. The,
okay.
Who is that?
That's a comedian.
Some vodka. No, not Yakov.
Oh, not?
No.
Oh,
no,
so the vodka.
He didn't care.
Yeah, so the vodka company.
The vodka company.
Are you serious?
Had a problem with it.
Really?
Yes, they had a problem with it.
That's
talking
your
about
name?
Lawsuits today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't sue me or anything, but they said, you know, don't use it.
They probably already had that trademark, right?
They had a trademark, and it because it's phonetically it sounds the same.
Right.
You know, it's V at the end, but it's still Smirnov, and it's like, well, it sounds the same.
Yeah, right.
But it's your name. I mean, how can they do that?
Because you know? they have their some activities in music now. They have music businesses, and it's to do with music, and me too. So they.
So you can't go by your own name. You have to change.
That's the funny thing.
You
I can't
see
go.
What laws? Laws are fucking weird, man.
They are fucking weird.
But I can get why they would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had something and if I trademarked something and someone had something that's spelled different but pronounced the same, I'd
no,
like,
but
no.
What if it's his name? What are you going to do?
You
what name is
love.
He going to use if not his name?
It's okay. I don't want to talk about the bad things. The good
okay.
thing. The good thing is that it worked out for the better because... In Russia, there's a guitarist called Ivan. His name is Ivan Smirnov.
Oh, okay.
He actually passed away recently.
Oh.
Great guitarist, a flamenco style. But but people were always confusing me for him, even though he's much older.
Yeah.
And I changed the name because I already released my first album. It was called Private Earth.
Yeah. Right.
The album was called the debut album in 2009, I believe. Yes.
Right.
And I pretty much thought, you know, since I'm promoting the name Private Earth, let me just change the name of the album, make it the name of the band.
Right, right.
And it'll be like a self-titled album,
right.
Private Earth.
Right.
So that's what happened.
Now, is Hello Earth, is it something that aliens would say? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was doing. I created the story in my first album that I'm an alien who came down to Earth.
Oh.
And actually landed on Hollywood Boulevard and peed on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's a cover of the album. I'm peeing on Hollywood Boulevard.
Now that makes
a lot of people do that. So
yeah,
I came from Iowa, very inspired.
That makes you an attractive musician to follow.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so how can people find you on social media?
You can
just Google
find
you.
Me, Google
again.
Me. Yes, Google me. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. Private Earth.
You'll find it. There's not another Private Earth out there.
There is no other Private Earth, and it'll just pop up with my pictures and music and videos.
Cool. I wanted to save the last few minutes for a couple of Christmas songs,
Yay.
I guess, you know. Are you guys in the mood?
Yep.
Yeah,
me too.
Along.
I know. So let's start with a couple of things. This one has probably got the coolest opening, you know. No, I don't know why it hit. Okay, there we go.
Bells will be ringing.
One of my favorite Christmas songs. You know, I love the Eagles.
Oh, what a Christmas.
I love the Eagles.
To have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends. You wish me greeting once again.
Love this song, man.
Me too, I like the song.
It's like everywhere you go, you can hear these songs these days, right?
Yeah, any store you walk into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's cool, man.
It starts
Christmas
like at the end
movies.
Of... Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I looked at Hulu yesterday.
That's all I do when I have free time. Hallmark, really? Lifetime,
God,
ION.
There's so many of them, man. Wow.
And they're all so terrible, like the acting is so bad, but you're like, I can't wait to watch the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you feel like you're in this... I don't know, a manufactured fairy tale.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of how it's supposed to be, and no one ever experiences that ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite right here. Yeah.
You like this one?
Wow.
I know. I remember
very
when they came
Russian.
Out. When they came out with the song, the first song was "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go."
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like young kids, and you go, "Who are they?" You know. And then he turned out to be one of the most talented musicians I've met, or not met, but listened to.
Yeah, George Michael.
Man, he was a handsome guy, you know? I mean, I don't need to tell people I'm straight, but he's a handsome guy.
Who was that?
And it's George Michael.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know? You didn't know it's George Michael
right.
singing
now?
Oh.
I just hear it in like every Christmas song.
George Michael. Every Christmas movie. That's my childhood there, you know, this Christmas song.
Yeah, I know.
Very big in Russia.
Yeah. Now, and then I just want to play this one. This one's from a long time ago, but... You probably heard it, right? I mean, you know most Christmas songs.
Go for it.
Let's see.
I'll let you know.
It's Christmas time.
You don't know the song?
There's no need to be afraid.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Not at all.
No, it started like a Halloween.
Yeah.
It's from 1984. Okay. This is all the biggest artists in...
Don't like it. Shut it off. That does not sound like a Christmas song at all.
Listen to it for a minute.
Oh.
Let it start, the beat.
Oh my God, no. Stop it.
Oh, do they
see,
do they
George
know
Michael.
It's Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh my gosh. Maybe I never heard the
see,
intro.
See, that's George Michael's part.
It's a horrible Christmas song.
Okay,
really?
Let me tell you. That's
it's
the
just
song
recorded in live.
Where We Are the World came out from.
I don't care.
Was
that song
by that
was
song.
Horrible, and no one is playing that at Christmas parties ever. Ever.
They do, actually.
This was live. No, this was live, and that's why it sounded like shit, you know?
Exactly.
Because, you know, you gotta... Here, listen for a second.
Oh, God. We're still
you
on
don't
this
like
song?
It.
No. God, no.
Okay, I'll shut it off
thank
for you.
Thank you. Oh man!
You don't know the song?
Scared.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Absolutely
please.
Not. Play like
okay.
Elvis, Blue Christmas.
So this was like Band Aid, okay? It was called Band Aid. Do you know how we had
Is that
We
name
Are
of the,
the
band?
World? Do you know we had We Are the World with Michael Jackson and you don't know We Are the World, Michael Jackson?
Okay, We
and,
Are the World.
And, yeah,
is that an album? Before,
no, it
no.
was a song that they raised money for. Was that for AIDS
for
or
Africa
something?
For the kids in Africa?
Well, that was Band Aid. I don't know if
We Are the World.
Yeah, I guess that
Michael
was for Africa.
Michael Jackson.
How can you not know We Are the World, man?
Come on,
Michael
Russian
Jackson,
tell you
Diana
Michael
Ross,
Jackson.
Bruce Springsteen, everybody. Yeah.
No, I mean, not a clue.
Okay.
Really?
Can we play like Elvis, Blue
Stevie,
Christmas?
Stevie
but she
Wonder.
Knows Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But here, We Are the World. Let me just play the beginning because. You need to know this song. Look at her. She's like... Just listen for a moment. not every song has to be rap, you know.
I don't just listen to rap, thank you.
Or hip hop. There comes a time when we heed a certain call.
That's a good one.
See, that's Lionel Richie. Must come together as one. See, Stevie Wonder came in. There are people dying. Stevie Wonder. Oh, when it's time. Paul Simon. To lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on. Kenny Rogers. You don't know any of them.
I know some of the singers you're saying, but it's like I have never heard this song, no. Was I alive yet? What year did this come out? Yeah, so there you go, that's why.
Tina Turner. Billy Joel. Okay, now listen to Michael Jackson. You don't know the song? Okay, I better shut it off because I'm
shocked.
I mean,
it's not a bad song. It has a good meaning to it, but I've never heard it before now.
From, I don't know what year it's from.
I think you said 84, no?
No, that was the other one. That was the Band-Aid one.
Like 85 or 86.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet.
They followed up. Okay.
That's okay, but the world did exist before you were born.
I know, but I mean, I wasn't listening to that at like 2 or 3. And if I did, I don't remember.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, look, I don't know any of the new music, so we're even.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Ivan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're a lot of fun and very...
You are a lot of fun as well.
Thank you. You're a very talented musician, and we wish you a lot of success.
Thank you.
I know you've worked hard on it 15 years or more. 15 years is just here in the States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish you all the luck, all the success, and come back and visit us sometime.
Of course, I will.
Okay, awesome. And if you want to catch him also, he's often on Ilona Europa's show, X and On, Mondays at 6 here, so you can hear more of Ivan's stuff. All right, Danny, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
You're welcome.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.